弟兄姐妹们平安啊！今天大家会看见你的bulletin 啦，里面有两篇讲道，对不对
？So you see that two outlines. One is on the bulletin. One is a separate sheet.
那个是证明啊，我实在要退休了。
It's a proof that I truly, truly need to be retired.
我很喜欢这篇讲道，就是只有神是良善。
Because I love this message, only God is good so much.
我已经写下呢，一定要在我们教会里面来讲。
So I have made a note to myself. I for sure I want to preach this.
但是我忘记我讲了之后呢，说已经讲过了，我没有这事。
I forgot I already preached this message already.
所以今天跟大家讲的是末世的信息。
So I switch the message to the end time message instead.
这个是非常重要的一个信息。
It's a very, very important message.
我想请问大家，有哪一位曾经念过启示录这本书，在圣经的启示录，你曾经看过、念过，请你举手。
Okay, raise your hand if you have read Revelation.
Revelation,
Revelation.
If you have. 哦，大家都念过，很好，很好。OK.
英文
啊。Oh, I'm sorry. if you have.
I don't
if you have read.The book of Revelation recently, would you also raise your hand?
最近有看过启示录的，请举手。
有哪一位 ？Two.
Wow,
wow,
okay.
Very good. Oh, praise the Lord. Wonderful. Okay.
感谢主。
I would like that this morning to remind our brothers and sisters that the book of Revelation is tremendously important.
所以我想趁机会再提醒各位弟兄姐妹，启示录是一本非常非常重要的书。
Because this book tells us that Jesus is coming soon.
因为这本书告诉我们，耶稣基督就快来了，再来了。
This book is a testimony about Jesus and his prophecy in the future.
所以这本书是在证明、印证耶稣以及他对于未来的这个预言。
And it was written by the Apostle John, Jesus' beloved disciple.
是由耶稣的心爱的门徒约翰所写的。
And let us now then read Revelation chapter 1.
所以我们现在看一下启示录第一章。
And brothers and sisters, in English, would you turn to your Bible this passage, please? Because、
okay.
I don't have it on the net,、
right.
so...Turn it on to Revelation chapter 1, 9 to 20, please.
好，以启示录一章九节开始。
I think you can read it, right? And brother and sister, let us all read it together, okay?
大家一起念好不好？
All right. 我约
翰就
是你
们
的
弟
兄，
和你们
在
耶
稣的患
难
隔度忍耐里
一同
有
份。
为神的
道，
并
为
给
耶
稣
做
主
的
见
证，
曾在那名叫伯摩的海岛上当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见我后面有大声音如吹号说：“你所看见的，当写在书上，达于以弗所、士美拿、别加摩、推雅推拉、撒底、菲拉铁菲。”老底家那七个
教
会，
我
转过
身
来要看是谁
发
声
与
我
说
话，就
转过
来就看
见
七个金
灯
台，
灯
台中
有
一位好
像人
子，
身
穿
长
衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，
他的
头
与
发
皆
白，
如
白
羊毛
如雪。
眼
目
如同
火
焰，
脚好
像
在炉
中锻
炼光明的
铜，
声音如同众水的声音。他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日发光。我一看见，我就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，
不
要
惧
怕，
我
是首
先
的，我
是
幕
后
的，
是那
存
活
的，我曾
死
过，现
在
又
活
了，
直到
永
永
远
远，
并且
拿
着
死亡
和
阴
间
的
钥
匙。
所
以你
要
把
所看
见
的，我现在
的
事，
并
将来
必
成
的
事，
都
写
出
来，
论
到你
所看
见
在
我
右
手
中的
七星
和
七
个
金
灯
台
奥
秘。那七
星
就
是
七个
教会
的
使
者，
七
灯台
就
是
七
个
教
会。 Now then, chapter 22, verse 20、我们一起来念、啊、最后哪一个、
22章第20节，
请证明
这
事
的
说，
是
了，
我必
快
来。
阿们，
主耶稣
啊，
我
愿
你
来，
愿主耶稣的恩惠。
Amen,
Amen,
Amen、啊、感谢主。那这一个、是耶稣特别向约翰、亲自向他显现，告诉他有写这些东西的。
English、
This is、especially what、John wascommand to write what Jesus has told. Jesus revealed、himself to us.、so this is、tremendously、important to us.
所以这是耶稣基督亲自向约翰显现，然后命令约翰把这个写出来的，所以是非常的重要。
And it is the last book of the Bible, God's revelation.
所以最后一章书就是神的启示。
Now, even though inside there are many things that are、interpreted differently by some people, and there are things that may be so not so easy to understand.
因为它不是一本书 很容易了解的书，然后有各种各样的这个解经、
So I'm so surprised that even some pastor avoid talking about this book at all.
令人惊讶的是，竟然有些牧师居然也会避免讲解这本书。
Now, of course, we do not force our interpretation into the Bible, and if there are different interpretation, we want to study into it and find out what is the truth.
当然，我们 不是要按正道来分解圣经的，不是随己意来分解圣经，但是我们有时候也需要参考一些。
And also, we don't want to follow some people who try to predict when is the time that Jesus will come on this day, this year.
同样的，我们不要追随那些经常是预言说耶稣基督什么时候要来的那些话。
But on the other hand, we do need to pay attention what John is trying to tell us about the last days.
但是同样的，我们必须要注意约翰这里告诉我们什么这个耶稣的这个末日的时候。
And we want to find out what John said in that day. Is it predicting to about the days today, now, at this time?
所以我们知道约翰他所关于末世的一些讲的所关末世的事情，有关我们现今的这个时代，也是我们必须要注意的。
And we also want to know what is the purpose of this prediction, this prophecy. Why is Jesus wanting us to know?
然后耶稣要我们知道有关末世的一些事情，它的原因何在，目的何在。
And but before we go into the detail this morning, we want to first of all find out about John himself.
所以在我们详加分这个研读这个启示录之前，我们必须要先认识一下约翰是个什么样的一个人。
Why did Jesus purposely spoke to him and specially make this revelation to him?
耶稣基督为什么要选约翰来做他的代表发言人呢？讲这本书呢
？We found that John actually before he was a disciple before he got this revelation. He was a man of big temper, big temper.
那我们知道约翰在年轻在以前在这个写这本书以前，实际上是一个很有脾气的一个人。
Now if you look at Mark 3:17, I don't have the English translation here, but the Chinese is here. You'll find that Jesus gave John and his brother a nickname.
所以当你去读马可福音三章十七节，我们看到这里耶稣基督甚至给他们两个兄弟一个绰号。
Now if Jesus gives you a nickname, you better pay attention.
当耶稣给你一个绰号的时候，你得注意了啊。
The name means Son of Thunder.
这个绰号，这个小名的名字就叫做雷子。
What does that mean, Son of Thunder?
雷子是怎么回事？什么意思啊？
I hope we will hear some thundering today.
我是希望今天能够下雨，能够打点雷要下雨哈，我们需要。
But when this thunder, meaning very loud and very shaking, and you know this guy is here when he is around.
所以当一个雷子来的时候，他的声音就是声如这个打雷一样，所以他一来，大家都知道这个人来了。
He talk loud.
就声音很大就是
了。He and his brother had great temper.
然后脾气也很大。
And also, these two brothers, especially him, is a kind of narrow-minded guy.
然后这双兄弟呢，特别是约翰，其实心胸也蛮狭窄的。
You look at Mark chapter 9:38-39, tell you that they.Ask Jesus a question. Can we stop someone from casting out demons?
So we in Mark 福音第九章三十八到三十九节这里看到说，约翰就对耶稣说：“哎，夫子，我们看到一个人不是奉你的名赶鬼，我们是不是要禁止他？”
The reason he doesn't want these people in Jesus' name to cast out demons is that, hey, they're not our disciple. They're not in our crowd.They're not my kind of people. They don't follow you, Jesus. We should stop him from saying your name.
Yeah. 原因呢，就是因为，这群人就是非我族类啊，不是跟随我们的，不是跟随你的，也不是我们这一伙的，就是我们就所以他就不应该奉你的名来赶鬼啊。
So this kind of a thinking is most likely like our mind too, Chinese mind. You know, if you're not my kind.I don't want to cooperate with you. I don't want you to do the things that I do. You do yours, man. Okay. Jesus, don't let them use your name in vain.
Yeah, 所以这个跟我们中国人的这个大概蛮相近的哈，就是说你如果不是跟我们是一伙的，我们就与你相干的，我们就是你连奉耶稣名赶鬼，我们都觉得这是有过分。
I only want my idea, my way, my view, you know, my group's thinking, not yours, not other people's.
Yeah, 如果你的理想必须与我这个族群里面相合的，跟我的想法是相同的。我们才能跟你认同。
But notice what Jesus told him.
但是耶稣怎么跟他说的呢？
Say, don't stop them.
耶稣说不要禁止。
If anyone does following using my name, then they are okay.
耶稣说，即使他不是我们的跟从者，但是他用我的名去赶鬼，这也是可以的事情。
Now in Luke 9, give us another picture.About John, the apostle.
我们在路加福音第九章五三到五五节看到约翰另外一个一面的一个性情。
It tells us that when John and following Jesus go to a place, because they are going to Jerusalem, and these people didn't like Jerusalem. They are Samaritan, so they did not receive Jesus at that time.
所以这次他们是朝着耶路撒冷那边方向去。那我们知道撒玛利亚人是非常不喜欢，跟犹太人是非常不合的。
They didn't like Jesus.
那他们相对的对他们的耶稣门徒都不喜欢。这群人他们是非常不欢迎的。
So John and his brother saw that they were mad. The temper raised up.
所以这些撒玛利亚人不接待他们，所以约翰跟他的兄弟就这个
they are
就发脾气了。
Jesus, thank you for giving us authority. Thank you for giving us the power to cast out demons. Now, shall we call on heaven a fire to burn them up?
主啊，感谢你给我们这个赶鬼的这个能力。现在是不是也可以给我们这个相同的权柄？让天吩咐天从天降火下来，把这些人都烧掉。
Just like Elijah the prophet can call out heaven to burn the altar fire. Now, God, let us do it.
他还举一个例子，就像古时候那个先知以利亚一样，他不是这样做过吗？我们现在也可以做啊。
They were revengeful.
呀，这个报复心是非常强的。
You don't treat me well.
你不接待我吗？
And you don't follow me? You don't accept Jesus?
你们不接受我的这个父子吗？
You are not believers like us?
你跟我不是像我们一样的信徒吗？门徒吗？
Burn you.
烧掉你。
Wow.
厉害。
Big temper.
脾气大得很啊。
Wow. You give me problem, I am going to give you problem. Look out. Look out. See?
小心哦，如果你找我的麻烦，我就找你的麻烦。
Just like at work,
就像我们工作的地方，
company,
公司里。
Someone give me problem?
有人找你麻烦。
Okay, I'm going to figure out some way to give him back problem.
Yeah, 这秋后算账嘛。
See, that's how we are.
这就是我们。
John is like that.
约翰就是这样的一个人。
And then he and his brother certainly very ambitious.
那同样的，他们两个兄弟也是非常有野心的人。
In Mark 10:35-37 tells us they came to Jesus and asked Jesus, "Oh, whatever we ask, you will give it to us, right? Jesus, you answer our prayer, right?"
然后我们看到在马可十章三十五、三十七，他们两个就来近前对耶稣说：“夫子。”我们对你求什么你都会答应的，对不对？
They say, oh, Jesus, when your glory came, let two brothers, one on your left, one on your right, sit beside you, okay?
就说哦，当你在有荣耀的时候，我们就是左丞右相，我们兄弟俩一边一个。
Now, because of this statement, it caused a lot of disciples grumbling. they didn't like that. Wow, you want to be big, huh? What about us?
所以这句话就得罪了很多其他的门徒。哦，你们要做大的，那我们就做小吗？
And so caused Jesus to teach them that we come to be servant. We don't want to be big and rule over others and be bigger than other people.
所以耶稣的机会教就是说，我们来做主就是要做仆人，就是要做小。
Ambition is good.
有野心是很好的。
We should have great dream for God.
我们对在神的侍奉上应该有很大的野心。
But our ambition should not beLifting up ourselves and putting other people's down.
但是我们的野心不应该把自己高抬，然后践踏别人。
So you see now, John was that kind of people.
所以约翰他曾经是这样一个人。
But God changed him.
但是神把他改变了。
Oh, you can see that he had become finally a disciples of love.
他最后变成一个有爱心的门徒。
In John chapter 13 tell us that he was a beloved disciple of Jesus.
所以在约翰福音十三章二十三节有这样一个段形容他是耶稣所爱的门徒。
And then we find that he was a person who was so close to Jesus, even sat next to Jesus.
他是耶稣所爱的门徒，所以他在吃宴席的时候，他就坐在耶稣的旁边。
Because he had learned how to love Jesus.
因为他学到了怎么样去爱耶稣。
Also, Jesus taught him how to love other people.
那耶稣就教他怎么去爱别人。
So he became a person who really can care for others.
所以变成一个能够关爱别人的一个人。
Because of his love.
因为他的爱心
because his closeness to Jesus.
因为他与耶稣是这么的亲近
so when Jesus was dying on the cross,
当耶稣在十字架上快要死的时候
in John 19 tells us that he told his mother, woman or mother, look at your son. That's John.
所以我们看到十九章的时候，耶稣最后的吩咐就说：“妇人或者说母亲，你看，约翰，这就是你的儿子。”
The Bible clearly tells us, John recorded himself. From that time on, he took Jesus' mother to his own home to take care of her.
所以这里约翰他自己在这里记载说，从那时候开始，他就把玛利亚接到自己家里去了。
Now, if the Apostle John was not a caring person, taking care detail, really know how to love people, Jesus would not let him do it, right?
如果约翰不是一个非常有细心、非常细腻、非常有爱心的人，耶稣会把他的母亲交给他吗？
Oh, praise the Lord. He took care of Jesus, Mary.
感谢神，他照顾了玛利亚。
Now, here,You say, why are you showing you to this picture?
Oh, 这两个人是谁啊?
Now, this is in the island of Patmos, where John saw the vision.
Okay, 这里就是在那个巴摩迪岛，这个就是约翰。
And you saw a dog there, right?
What?
This is the dog that led us to this little chapel.
Okay.哦、就这只狗把我们两个引到这个小教堂里。
Because I didn't know this little chapel.
因为我不知道有这个小教堂。
I went on a cruise.
你看，我们是在一个游轮上的旅游。
And we got into the Patmos, and then there's some time left, so we just walk around, and then we follow this dog, and we get to this chapel, and this is the chapel where John baptized people.
Oh, okay.所以因为我们去参加这个旅游哈，就是游轮的，然后到了这个巴摩迪岛以后，我们就在那边逛，并不知道有这样一个小教堂，但是跟着这只小狗，哎，就把我们引到那个教堂。原来这个地方是什么呢？就是约翰在这个岛上给人家受浸的地方。
Now, this was my first cruise.
这是我第一个游轮之旅。
Why did I go?
为什么去呢？
Of course, it's a good place to go to see this island.
Because
there's a lot of places to go to Jerusalem. And then I
go to Jerusalem.
And this couple was very grateful, and of course I didn't charge them anything. But at the end, the wife told me, Pastor, since you counseled us so long, we enjoyed so much, can I give you a gift?
所以这对夫妇就很感谢，就是我这边长期在那个辅导他们，所以他们就有一天，这位姐妹就跑来跟我说。牧师啊，你既然辅导我们这么久，我们觉得很感激，我们可不可以给你一个礼物呢？
I said, sorry, I don't take money.
我跟他说对不起，我不收钱的。
Well, she said I work for the Princess Cruise.
Okay. 那太太就说，我就是在这个公主游轮这个公司做事的。
I'm a promoter for that.
Yeah, 我是专门来做这个做这个 sale 的，做这个 yeah.
Can we give you a half price discount?
Okay, 我们可不可以给你一个半价的这个特别价的这个
？Of course.
Yeah, 当然了，哇，半价 ，half price.
So that's how we got there.
这就是我们为什么能够去参加这个旅游。
And then this is where supposedly, where John was buried.True or not, I don't know, but they have their name say this is his burial place.
好，据说约翰最后就是在这个岛上，就在这个地方被埋葬的。
Now this is the place that rock where John the Baptist, but the Apostle John live inside that. Now it's a chapel, but actually is a rock inside.
哦，这就是当年约翰在这个岛上他所住的地方，现在是一个小教堂了。当年很可能就是一个石洞之类的。
We are not allowed to take picture inside. That's why we could only take.
Yeah, 我们不能够里面不能够照相，所以我们只能在外面照一张。
Okay, now here is a place where Mary was in Ephesus.
哦，这里就是玛利亚，耶稣的妈妈吧，在这个以弗所的这个地方的时候。
John took care of him in right here.
所以据说约翰老约翰后来是在以弗所牧会的时候就在这个地方照顾到。
It's a little house and inside of course the Catholic churchhave a lot of altar, incense, things like that, to honor Mary.
所以里面就是因为当初建这个 教堂的是天主教堂，所以里面有一些祭坛啊等等的这些来。
Now, also,、yeah. I want to show you right in this ancient mark, okay, this is where they baptized people.In the old days.
在当年他们就是这样在这样一个地方来给人家施洗受浸的。
Now, of course not the first century. This is probably in the third, fourth century later on、okay. when the church is being spread and doing well. And you can tell those people, they were immersed in the water. They are not, you know, sprinkled with water.
对，这个很可能不是第一世纪的，很可能第二、第三或第四世纪。
三四世纪。
Yeah, 三四世纪的时候，那你可以看得出来，当年的人受洗是不是点水礼哈？是完全是全身受浸的。
And here is the outside where Mary lived in this little house.
所以这些玛利亚当年就住的这个小房子。
Yeah, so we know that John took care of Mary in Ephesus, where he was the pastor.
所以我们知道当、老约翰在以弗所当这个当这个牧师的时候他是如何的照顾玛利亚。
Not only he took care of Mary, he took care of other brother sister too.
对，不但是玛利亚，他是最弟兄姐妹都非常的照顾。
In John, 1 John chapter 3:14-18 tells us that if you love brothers and sisters, then you need to lay down yourself.
所以我们看到在约翰一书三章十四十八节，约翰说：“我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。
Speaking,
没有爱心，就仍住在死中。”
Do you mind turn to 1 John chapter 3, please? Then this is a very important verse.
请大家翻到
I want to emphasize.
第三章
Not John 3:16, but 1 John 3:16.
约翰一书第约翰一书 chapter 3.
Because this verse explained to us.What love is.
因为这个经节告诉我们什么叫做爱。
The Apostle John told us that this is how we know what love is. 哒哒。
所以这里章节就是说，约翰告诉说什么叫做爱。以下的我要讲的就是爱。
Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
耶稣基督为我们而死。
And we ought to lay down our lives for whom?Our brothers.
我们应该为谁？我们的弟兄来死。
This is a very strong statement.
所以这是一个很强烈的一个命令。
It doesn't mean that you just die for them.
这并不表示你就为他们死。
Just die is easy. You don't have to do things. Just die.
对，死其实也不是那么难。
But this lay down yourself, meaning that you put yourself down. You are just sacrificing yourself.You lay low to cater to the needs of brothers and sisters.
所以这里所谓为弟兄而死的意思就是说你把自己摆在一个最低微的地位，然后呢，以一切是以弟兄姐妹的需要为先。
You put down your self-interest.
把自己的利益先摆在一边，摆在旁边最低的位置。
Even your self-opinion sometimes.
甚至很多时候是你自己的意见自己的看法。
And you understand the other brother's condition and their needs.
然后你必须了解别的弟兄姐妹他们的状况他们的需要是什么。
And you think for the good of their brothers and sisters and his need and his idea.
所以你为对方来着想他的需求他的想法。
So unconditionally, you sacrifice yourself,so that you can meet the needs of the brothers or sisters.
所以你就是毫无条件的把自己谦卑下来，然后来迎逢那些弟兄姐妹他们的需要。
And without condition, you forgive what they have said or what they have acted against you.
然后你应该毫无条件那个原谅，其实他们有些做出一些。让你对不住你的人，让你觉得很伤心或者很受伤的事情，你要无条件的原谅。
That's Jesus' love.
这就是耶稣基督的爱。
That's how he loved us.
这就是他们耶稣这样的爱我们。
Why were we a sinner? He died for us.
我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣就为我们死了。
Now John is saying, see, that's what Jesus did. You too need to do exactly the same.
所以约翰这样讲说，你看耶稣就是这样子做了，我们也应该效法，有样学样，也应该这样做。
And even though there are needs, material needs or things that in the world, you see this brother sister is poor and really need help, you must help them.
一个很实际情况，如果他是在很贫穷，经济上有需要，生活上有需要的时候，你也要伸出援手。
That's love.
这就是爱。
Not by word only, John said.
意思说不是耶宝，约翰说不是嘴巴说爱。
In action, you have to do something for your brothers and sisters.
而是在实际的行为上做出来。
Yeah, this kind of love can only come from God then.
所以这样的爱，你说就只能从神里来了。
So John's heart and his life have been transformed by God.
所以约翰的心跟他的人生整个就被神所改变了。
He was changed from a narrow-minded, self-interest, self-ambition man, a big-tempered man, into a person who cared for people's need, who put down himself and is willing to help other brothers and sisters in action.
所以他的转变是从一个脾气很大，然后很心胸狭窄。然后那个又很没有很没有爱心的一个人，变成一个像这样的一个有爱心的。
And that's what John said. You have to love each other like that.
所以约翰自己说，你就必须要像这样的彼此相爱。
Well, you may say, Pastor, I haven't seen you like that yet.
有人就说，那牧师你自己嘞，你有这样子吗
？I don't think you're like that yet.
你好像也没有这样子吧
？I agree.
我好像同意，我同意。
I'm still learning.
我还在学习中。
I still have to deal with myself a lot of time.
还必须要对付自己。
But that should not stop you from obeying God's word and following John's example, so we can learn from you too.
所以这并不是表示说，哦，你可以因为这个原因阻止你去像这样的学习这样的爱。
Because God has flooded this kind of love in your heart when you become Christian.
因为当你成为基督徒的时候，神的这样的爱就已经浇灌在你心里了。
That's exactly what Paul says.
这就是约翰说的，保罗说的。
And God's love will fill you and help you that you can do just so good according to His will.
Yeah, 如果是你的心里被神的爱所充满的时候，你就能够照他的旨意来行。
So that's why we need to learn from John.
所以我们必须从约翰的身上来学习。
And that's why our life need to be changed from our old self, who we are. I was born like that. I can't change. You make me change? No, I don't want it. God says, learn to love.
也就是为什么我们必须要从我们这个所谓的老我，就是说我不能改变，我就是这个样子，我就是这个样子，然后。变成一个说神，你可以来改变我的。
And asking God to help change our mind, our soul, that we be transformed to be like John.
让神从我们的心，从我们的灵里面来改变，让我们能变成像一个约翰这样的一个人。
And we find that what did John do when God changed his life?
所以约翰在神把他改变了以后，他做了什么呢
？Oh, he preached the gospel.
他是传递神的信息。
In Matthew chapter 10 verse 12 told us that Jesus called all the disciples follow him and John was one of them that preached, shared the gospel like Jesus.
所以马太福音十章一到二，耶稣叫了十二个门徒，把他们打发出去去传福音，其中包括雅各跟约翰。
Even when Jesus was taken up, left them.
即使当耶稣已经升天了，离开他们了。
And the Apostle John and the disciples, especially John and Peter, continue in preaching the gospel in an environment that's against them, that is dangerous.
所以我们看到在《使徒行传》里面，当耶稣已经升天了以后， 使徒们，特别是约翰跟彼得，在一切困难艰辛的环境之中，还是继续不断的传讲耶和华的福音。
No doubt, he and Peter wanted to build the church, beginning the church.
也就是为什么他们两个人能够把开始把教会能够建造起来。
They established more churches later on.
然后他们后来也建立了许多的教会。
In Acts, tell us that they go to different places even to help the church to be built up.
然后我们看到在使徒行传里面，看到他们到各处去建立教会。
Not only among the Jews.
不只是在犹太人的里面
but also the Gentiles, other races, other people, whoever they are, that need Jesus.
Yeah, 而是在任何的外邦人，只要需要有耶，需要耶稣的地方，他们就去建造。
And John learned that.
约翰就是这样学习过来。
And also, like the, he continued to go to every part of the world, even to.From Jerusalem, the Samaria people that are against them, and then God used them mightily.
Yeah, 他们就是从耶路撒冷一直到很多外邦人地方，包括撒玛利亚那些反对敌视他们人地方，他们也去传讲神的福音，然后神也重用他们。
And then you can see that we need to follow His example today, not only to preach the gospel but build churches too.
所以我们今天的人怎么样学习呢？就是学习他们为主做见证，另外还有一个建立教会。
You said that, well, Jesus called those 12. I'm not one of the 12.
那你说，哦，耶稣呼召的是那个十二个门徒吗？我又不是十二门徒呢。
But God's word clearly tells us that we need to follow their footsteps.
但是神的话语清清楚告诉我们，必须要跟从他们的脚步。
Even us as just nominal Christians or believers, we can be used by God to build churches.
即使像我们所谓的一个普通的平信徒，我们也是可以建造教会。
Very clear illustration. Today, you and I know the fastest growing churches is in China, faster than Korea now.
所以我们今天都知道，今天教会建立的最快的是什么地方？不是韩国，是中国大陆。
And why are they growing?
他们为什么发展这么快
？Do they have many ministers?
他们有很多很大的很多教这个牧师吗
？Do they have many pastors? No.
不一定不是啊。
Because the church was built up by the lay people. Just people accept Christ.After a week, oh, they bring other people, they start Bible study in their home already. So that's how the church grows so fast.
Yeah, 就是这些所谓的普通的基督徒啊，他们一信主一两个礼拜后就开始家里建立一个查经班等等等等的，就开始这样扩张。
So today we need to have more Bible classes.
所以今天我们需要更多的查经班。
Of course, has to be doctrinally trained and sound.
当然，这个教的人必须要在这神学方面，这是。建立一个正确的观念。
But you can use your home like Hui Ming does, and you can use your apartment places, anywhere you have some room, you can help people to study God's words.
所以你可以把你的家门打开，或者你这个小小的公寓也可以，就是开始建立一个查经班，然后就把门打开，邀请人。
And let us be used by God.To build churches and not depend on pastor only.
所以我们就是每个人都可以各尽我们的心力，不是只是靠牧师。
And then we would also learn from John to proclaim the gospel.
那另外我们要学的榜样就是传主再来的信息。
By writing.
把它写下来。
And you need to share the writing.And the message of Jesus' second coming.
必须要分享耶稣第二次再来的这个信息。
Like John did.
就像约翰这样子。
In the website.
在这个网站里面。
Of people from far above, you can write them.
Okay, 你可以利用现在的多媒体的这个高科技，可以你自己写上去以后，这个无远佛界，你这个世界各地角落人都可以看到你写的。
To a convalescent home,
在这个养老院
in the jails,
监狱里
in some nursing home,
或者是一些疗养院里面。
When you go there and share,
可以到那里去分享啊。
They would really appreciate that.
他们会非常感激的，很欣赏你的。
And that is something we can learn from John.
这个就是我们可以从约翰
身上学到。In every circumstance, share God's word.
得时或是不得时，都要去传讲神的信息。
One thing that we probably usually not dare to say is to say Jesus is coming again.
很多时候我们有个不太愿意、不太想、不太敢讲的，就是耶稣要再来哦。
Now that's why I would like to finally share with you the book of Revelation.
也是为什么我今天要跟你们分享一下这个启示录这本书。
Now when you study the book of Revelation, you will find four main visions.
所以当你读启示录，你会看到四种主要的意象。
These four main visions would control the content of this whole book.
然后这个四个意象就等于是主管了这个整本书，主导
整本书。How do you know the vision?
你怎么知道这是什么样的意象呢？
It is introduced by the word of John in the Spirit.
然后约翰就是说，你们要注意，就是当讲他说这圣灵的里的时候，
like in Revelation
我在圣灵里，在灵里。
Chapter 1 verse 9 and following, it's the first vision. It tells us the seven churches.
所以我们刚刚也读到了，在这第一章的时候，当他讲到这个在灵里的时候，就介绍这七个教会。
And what Jesus was teaching and guiding or telling us about the churches.
也是耶稣在教导我们有关这七个教会。
And then in chapter 4, verse 2 and following tells us the seven. Seven, seven, seven.
Okay, 这个由我们在这个第二章，然后第四节开始就讲了七七七，七个七个七个七个。
The seven is in point number B, you can see that.
Okay, 我们注意到 DAB 就是 B 项哈。
Now the third vision is starting from chapter 17, verse 3 and following.
然后第三个就是 chapter 第十七章，第十七章。
What John saw was the falling of Babylon.
约翰看到就是巴比伦的坠落。
What is Babylon?
巴比伦是什么意思呢？
It is a symbol of the system that is against Jesus.
这个巴比伦就代表所有与耶稣基督对抗的一个势力，
so、today,
一个制度。
You may see some government, some system in the world that is consistently against Jesus and his teaching and persecute the Christians.
所以我们看到全世界有些地方、有些制度、有一些组织是专门来迫害、反对耶稣基督的。
But they will be destroyed by Jesus.Power.
但是他们终究在最后时候会被耶稣基督的大能所毁灭。
And then chapter 21 and verse 10 following is the final vision.
然后我们看到在第二十一章第十节开始是最后一个我在灵里。
Oh, that's
beautiful. 大家要注意了。
You talk about the new heaven and the new earth.
这个是非常美的一个景象。耶稣基督这里谈到新天新地。
And the Bible tells us that this earth as it is will be changed completely.
这里告诉我们现在所知道的认识这个世界将会全部都会被不再有了。
It will still be an earth, but it's a new earth, not like that.
Yeah, 现今的这个天地已经会不在，然后会有一个新天新地。
So if you study it, you'll be blessed.
所以当你读启示录，你会觉得很被祝福的。
Now let us look at the 777.
我们再看一下这个所谓的七七七这个事。
The first seven, the verses is here. You can see it's the seven seals.
所以第一个七是七个印。
And these seven seals is talking about Jesus judgment upon the earth.
这个七个印是代表耶稣对世间的一些审判。
And then seven trumpets.
另外一个七个号角。
Again, the punishment or the judgment of God.
同样也是讲了神的审判跟处罚。
And then the seven bowl, even greater judgment, disaster, great problem that from God upon judging the earth.
然后第七个碗，那是一个更大的、更剧烈的一个审判。
I surely hope that none of us will be experiencing that.
我真的诚心的希望没有我们中间任何一个人要经历这个。
But if we are believers in the Lord, God will protect us or take us away.
如果我们真的在主里，真的是一个信主的信徒的话，神会保佑我们，会把我们先提去。
And then in this 7:7:7, there are some interlude. There's something that is in between that we need to notice.
然后请注意，就在这所谓几个七七七之间，还有一些穿插了一些别的东西。
For example, in Revelation chapter 7, 1 to 17, tells us that between the six seals and the seven seals, there were some beautiful praising. There are some people that were receiving, that will be receiving the grace of God in their life and protected.
然后我们看到这个所谓的中间的插进去的东西，就好比启示录七章，一到十七中间。在六跟七之间插了一个图画，就是在期间，这个期间，有些人会信主，然后会被主所祝福的。
And then in chapters 10 to 11 tells us the famous two witnesses.
Okay. 然后第十章一到十一就讲的那个很有名两个证人。
These two persons representing God preaching the gospel on earth.
代表神来世间来传讲福音。
That just shows that in the midst of judgment, God still wants to save the people in the world.
这表示即使在这个大审判的时候，大结局的时候，神还要给我们传讲福音，希望能够拯救更多的人。
And it tells us the struggle between the two witnesses and those that are against them in the world.
然后讲到这两个神的证人跟这个世间的这些敌人、敌基督的人之间的一些征战。
But God finally saved them and took them out.
所以神后来救了他们，把他们取去。
And then chapter 12, there's an interlude is concerning the seven, between the seven trumpet and the seven bowl. About that time, there's this interlude.
所以最后一个就十二章一到一到十五，一到十五跟第四节的时候，讲到就是说在这个第七个是吧？第七个碗。
对，七个碗之前。
七个碗之前哈，中间有这么一段插曲。
And then you see some very special sign.
有些特别的真相。
They have very special meaning.
然后这些真相呢，都有一些特别的意义。
Showing God's judgment is righteous.
这个讲到神的审判是一个公义的审判。
Showing the believers and Satan great struggle, even physically.
讲到信徒与撒旦，他们是有个很大的征战。
And showing us they are in the heaven, we can witness some great battle between the angels and Satan.
我们看到在天上，在看到这个。天使与撒旦的他们一些的征战。
But at the same time, we see the famous 666 on earth. That means the person who control the world and led the world against God.
所以我们在这一段里面，我们也看到很有名的所谓666这个记号，就表示这些是撒旦他所控制的一些人群，上面有一个666的记号。
So this is a very interesting prophecies.
这都是非常非常有兴趣，非常非常非常有兴趣的一些这个预言。
And John was witnessing for Jesus.
然后约翰就是用这个方法来给主做见证。
All this prophecy has a purpose, just to give testimony for Jesus.
所以这些预言都有它一个最终的极端的目标目的，就是为主做见证。
Therefore, need to read this testimony.
也是为什么我们需要读这本书。
Okay, let us all read together. Finally, chapter 1 verse 3.
我们再念最后一个经节，好吧？一起，好不好？
念这书上预
言
的
和
那
些
听
见又遵
守
其中所
记
载
的。
都
是
有福
的，
因
为
日期
近
了。
So because Jesus is coming so soon, you better read it. You better study it.
耶稣快来了，所以我们一定要把这本书 读一读
的话。One more thing, you must obey it, not just read. You need to obey it.
不但是读，而且是要遵从。
And then finally, would you read the this the Revelation 22:6-7?
最后的是启示录二十二章六到七节。
And let us read together.
一起念好不好？天使
又
对
我
说：“这些话是真实可信的。”
主就是众先
知
被
感
知
灵
的
神
差
遣
他
的
使
者，
将
那
快
要
成
就
的
事
指示
他
仆
人。
看
哪、
啊，
我
必
快
来，
凡遵
守
这书
上
预
言
的
有
福了。
Now for the English speaking, have you read it yet?
Have you read the English version yet?
Oh, you do.
Okay, good.
Because Jesus is coming soon.
因为耶稣快来了。
You must obey these prophecies.
你必须要读，并且要遵从这些预言。
It keeps the word of the prophet. Keeps here just meaning that you will follow it. You will really follow it and do it.
所以这里就比方说，你不但是读了，还要遵从，还要听从他。
Now, what do we do, brothers and sisters?
那你说，那我们怎么个遵从呢？
Well, that is to share the gospel of Jesus.
那就是要去传分享耶稣基督的福音。
That is that you to every day must read God's words.
就是每天必须要研读神的话语。
So your life will be changed like John's life was.
所以你的生命就像约翰一样被一个大的改变。
If that day,You have not have a chance to read God's word. That means that day you will forego the opportunity for God to change your life.
如果是你那天来了时候，你还没有把神的话语读完的话，那你就错过了神给你的祝福。
You have to learn from John to love brothers and sisters.
你必须要从约翰身上学到是说要爱弟兄姐妹。
Like Jesus.Love us.
就像耶稣爱我们一样。
And then may God help all of us to share His gospel and build churches.
让我们每个人都去传扬神的福音，然后建立教会。
And if you cannot go, write.
如果你不能够去，哎，你也可以写呀。
Use your computer.
Yeah, 我们每个人家里都有电脑啊，不是吗？那网站呢
？Share with your friends, your loved ones.
跟你的亲朋好友分享吧。
And God shows.John, that you must write and tell people, tell the churches about it.
所以约翰就是耶稣基督告约翰，你要写啊，你要去分享啊。
And you remember, he was writing in a cave.
那大家记得他是在一个山洞里
面写的。Very uncomfortable.
一定是很不舒服。
I saw the cave.
因为我也看到那个山洞。
Where he lay down.
呀，当他躺下来的时候。
And he was old.
他也是很老了。
So there is a place that he would.On the rock, he pulled himself up as he was about 93 years old then.
他那时候已经九十好几了，所以他那要起来的时候还得扶着一块石头。
He was inside the cave.
他是在一个山洞里面。
Facing the cave.
面对这个山洞。
Suddenly, the Bible said, behind him, there's a big voice come.
所以正他在这个山洞的时候，突然他背后有一个声音就出来了。
He turned around. Oh, in front of the cave.Jesus was speaking to him.
然后他一转身的时候，发现原来神在对他说话。
And brothers and sisters, as you serve God,
弟兄姐妹，当我们服侍神的时候
，God will speak to you too.
神就会对你讲
话。He will reveal Himself to you.
他会向你显现。
And be close to you.
然后非常的亲近。
Let us pray.